With that, we have made contact with Coach Derek Mason. He is on the line with us as they get set for Northern Illinois on Saturday. And Coach, we were just talking about the mindset of your team, how important this week is, turning the page from playing such a tough team against LSU to playing a team that may not, you know, have headlines and scare you the way that an LSU team does, but a good football program and your team is going to have to play well to get a W.
Yeah, I mean, the mindset is that of working on the things that we should be working on and making sure, man, that we understand that the only thing you can do this week is try to go 1-0. So Northern Illinois, you know, captures our attention. Because when you look since 2010, that program has had, you know, six 10-win seasons. Coach Hammack is as good a coach as there is in the MAC. And when you talk about, I mean, their brand of football, you know, he came through that Coach Novak era. And when you, you know, look at who they are and what they've done, they've always been physical. They've always been, you know, tough teams. I mean, they're always going to play you well. And they've been giant killers. You know, I don't consider us a giant. I consider us a program that's working towards where we want to be. So, and they've got our attention. We fully respect who they are and what they do. And now, you know, man, we've got to make sure that we understand what's happened in the first quarter of the season and you know, and apply it to the second quarter and make sure that we get it right.
What do you think is the biggest thing you learn about your team facing the tough schedule that they face? You didn't get any wins out of it, but what did you learn?
And I learned that this team, you know, is tough. You know, can make adjustments. You know, from week to week. I wish that they were larger, but they made adjustments. You know, talk about driving the penalties down. They did. Talk about getting some sacks. They did. You know, needed to find a way to get the ball. I mean, they scored on defense twice. You know, offensively, I think we've been able to now get healthy with the offensive line, and you know, that's going to benefit us down the road. And I've had to play some rotational players. We're just still trying to find chemistry, but these guys are I mean, about the process. They understand, you know, you can't be outcome driven. You got to be process driven. And like for us, man, we just got to continue, man, to make sure that we, you know, nullify the things that don't matter and focus on the things that do.
What do you think? As you mentioned, the offensive line, you've had some guys banged up. Riley Neal, new quarterback, has had to fight through all of that. He's faced some very tough defenses.
Right.
Your thoughts on Riley Neal at this point and how he's tried to mature into that role and get tougher and now move forward to the next stage?
Yeah, I mean, I like Riley Neal. I mean, he is a starting quarterback. I like, you know, his attributes. I like his football IQ. He's got to clean things up just like everybody else. I mean, it's been, you know, difficult, you know, with the rotation of guys and, you know, guys we've had to play, but through it, man, we've been able to build some depth, and I think that's going to benefit him. But you know, everybody right now has got to, you know, farm their own land, and they got to work on what they need to work on. And you know, I mean, Riley's no different. You know, obviously he's been good, you know, situationally, and he's gotten the ball to his guys, but we need more accuracy, man. We need you know, a little better command of the game and situational ball. And right now, his leadership has really got to start to show. So we all got things to improve on. Everybody's got to grab that 1%. And hopefully, man, this football team, you know, starts to move in the direction that we need to go. And these guys feel it. These guys feel the sense of urgency. These guys aren't panicked at all, but they feel the sense of urgency. They understand that 0-3 is not where we want to be, but now, you know, on the second half or second quarter of the season, man, that it's time to go. So let's get it.
Coach Derek Mason is here with us on Darren Donick and Chase. And Coach, I know this is a team sport, so stay with me on this question. But Keyshawn Vaughn does, you know, have a pretty good individual performance against LSU. It's all about confidence sometimes in this game. What does that do for his confidence? Obviously, you want to get the win. I know that is the goal. But to get him going, what did that mean?
You know, Keyshawn started slow last year, and I thought this year, you know, I mean, he had to work harder. And he played in a tough Georgia team and ran hard. Okay, I mean, he ran hard versus Purdue, just didn't get as many opportunities. I thought this game, and he showed exactly who he is, and he did it against, you know, one of the top, you know, two or three teams in the country. So, it's It's just who he is. He shows up every day to work. I don't ever wonder what Keyshawn Vaughn's going to do. I don't wonder what Payton's going to do. I don't wonder what you know, McElijah is going to do. If they have a bad day, they have a bad day. You know, these guys, know how to play football. We need everybody else to rise, you know, maybe to their level of preparation and really performance. And, you know, I definitely expect Keyshawn to keep going. I mean, he came into this game wanting to play well. He came out of it exactly how he worked last week, and now, he's on to the next one. So that's who he is right now.
You talk about Riley Neal, and then the big three, of course, as we always bring up. But how about the rest of your offense and the other players that you're starting to see shine and start to step up?
Yeah, I got to give them some credit to these young tackles. You know, but to be a redshirt freshman and a redshirt sophomore, and to have gone through the first three games and the first part of the schedule as Jonathan Stewart and Tyler Steen have, I mean, it's been impressive to watch. These guys have had to stand up along with, Grant Miller as center. They've played, solid football, but, we need their best, and, the future's going to be bright up front on the offensive line. I think wideout-wise, we've seen – a variety of guys from Cam Johnson to Chris Pierce to, I'm looking out there. Justin Shelton Mosley is doing his thing, in different ways. We've just got guys, and these guys, are going to get touches through the floor of the offense. They're going to make plays. I think they're dynamic. C.J. Bowlers, needs to start get going, because I think, he's capable of having big games. But right now, man, we've got weapons. We just got to focus on the things that we need to fine-tune right now, and I think that's going to lead us forward, and it all starts with Northern Illinois.
Coach, we appreciate you joining us, as always, every week. Go get them this weekend, and we look forward to talking to you next Tuesday.
All right, I'll see you next Tuesday. Let's anchor down.
All right, that is Derek Mason, Vanderbilt head football coach. Northern Illinois is indeed up next, a big game for the Commodores to try to record their first win of the season and get things going. I mean, we all knew that
it's the biggest game of the year. They've got to have it. This is the game that has to start them going in the right path. If they lose this game,
you got to get right.
0-4. I just think that they'll swing games. I worry about the confidence and digging out of that hole. This game means so much in terms of setting the tone, because it's not a gimme. They're not a three-touchdown favorite. Northern Illinois is a good program.
What is it? Like a touchdown?
It's like a touchdown.
I just saw it.
Six
it
and a half, seven.
Yeah.
I don't know where it's fluctuated. But
six and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fanny by six and a half.
I mean, Northern Illinois.
Going to have to play well to win.
Usually has been a really good program.
They've had
a lot of bowl games.
Absolutely.
But I look at this just being, obviously, you got to win. But from a confidence standpoint, they just got to get one.
Yeah.
And once you get one, that can change a lot of things.
Yeah, because given the fact that who they've played, right, it can demoralize you some, but this is the game where if you're mentally right, you say, let's be hungry for a win. Let's be hungry to show everybody what we can do against a team that's a little more favorable with the matchup, and this is taking nothing away from Northern Illinois. But, I mean, they ought to, if they're a team that is going to go to a bowl game, this is a game they've got to win. It's just pure and simple, right? But if they show up and they just say, well, we've played Georgia, we played LSU, so we should just roll out here and win against Northern Illinois, they're going to have another thing coming.
Right.
That's the recipe for 0-4. That's the trap.
Looks like a team in the Predators division has made a trade. We'll tell you about it.
Well, we already told you about it.
Yeah, we've already told you.
You weren't here.
Okay.
We talked about it. We're fine.
Okay, I had to step away. Okay?
We just literally just talked about it.
I had to limp away. Okay.
Okay. Are you getting checked out? Are you getting treatment?
Back.
Are you getting treatment?
I think we're going to talk. We're going to chat.
Just sneak back there in the training room.
Just saying, I had to hobble away.
Okay.
Right. We will. We'll come back. More of Darren Dunnick and Chase live here at Centennial Sportsplex on ESPN 102.5. The game.